You are, each one of you, you are the most profound expression of God's love in the world. No other truth matters except the truth of our identity as sons and daughters of God. If our experience up until the day we accept these truths speaks something else to us, try to convince us of some other truth, that they are, then they are not a voice of God and they are not from God. Jesus modeled for us in his incarnation what that means and shows us that what this means is the world is meant for us to step into it and show his love. He did this with his first apostles and disciples. His first apostles, chosen by Jesus, validates God's choice of us. In many ways, we resemble them. We know so little theology. We're ill-prepared to teach, so ill-equipped to preach. Like the men in our gospel, we are sinners, clueless seekers, and far from what we imagine to be holy. Like these first apostles, most of us believe we image something far removed from the likeness of God. Unimpressive, simple, ill-prepared, Jesus sends out these 12, including Judas, to be his most profound expression of love. Filled with the Holy Spirit, they become who God intended them to be. The Holy Spirit turns green light, the red light of fear that screams, "Don't go. You're not ready." The Holy Spirit fills them with compassion and love, which changes the yellow light of the caution light in followers into a green light of discipleship. The same Spirit that empowers these apostles on mission anointed Jesus at his baptism. Are we anointed with a different Spirit at our baptism? No. As living tabernacles of the Holy Spirit, we have in us the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. We also possess full knowledge of our redemption, our salvation won for us by Christ. Not unlike these apostles, today, after being fed and blessed, we will be sent. As sons and daughters of God, God's most profound expression of love in the world today, commissioned at our confirmation with the green light from the Holy Spirit to go, what could possibly stop us? What's stopping us from unleashing the greatest healing power in the universe that we possess? Fear? Our past experiences and self-worth that we hear the enemy say to us, "Who do you think you are? Who told you you could partner with God?" We have a choice. We have a choice. And that choice is presented to us every day. We can partner with the lie and empower the liar, or we can go and do, live fully and be, love like Jesus and be doing his work in the world, loving his way he showed us. Discover our hearts in doing this, join to his. This is the joy of discipleship. When we go, we can drop our nets, step from the customs booth. This is the amazing answer to his invitation to come and then to go.